The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And thank you so much for joining us for this segment of the Power Hour. It's 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, March 8, 2023. And believe it or not, we're looking at another 2 feet of snow in parts of the plains, including Minneapolis. Welcome to geoengineering, folks. That's what's happening. I mean, our callers the last hour were telling us all about all those chemtrails up in the skies, and we know what they're doing. And the thing is that the stuff that's in the chemtrails, which includes graphene oxide, is coming down from the sky on us. And the reason that we have this discussion is because at the Power Mall, we have a sale going on right now on head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay in the 1 or 4 pound size. And Perry Arledge, who is the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, which we have a copy of here, by the way, at Broadcast Central. She has been an ongoing student in the study and research of bentonite clays since the early 90s and an advocate for bentonite clays ever since. She has a BS degree and a background in chemistry, biology, and veterinary science. She's contributed greatly to her knowledge base for understanding the intricate working of clays. And, of course, for more than 20 years, she has been doing motivational speaking. And it's always wonderful to not have an infomercial with Perry A., but to have a serious discussion for those of you who need an education on what calcium bentonite clay actually is, what it does. I have it. I use it. It's very relaxing. But, you know, unfortunately, Perry, I don't take baths as many times a week as you'd like to. I'm lucky to get a once a week in. But I tell you, it sure is relaxing. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So first off, for people that don't understand, there is a difference. I mean, this is not the kind of clay that you just stick a shovel in the ground, depending on what part of the country you're in, and you start digging and you hit this red stuff. That's not what this is it? What is it?
No, this is a deposit that's been protected from the elements for 43 million years. And all clays are not alike. That's one thing you have to know. Every deposit is different in their mineral contact and their actions content. And this clay has been protected with a 2-foot layer of zeolite that formed after the volcanic ash. And this ash has been charged by, when it went through the volcano, the heat of the volcano, it's charged with a negative ion and it burned out all the impurities. So it's just pure minerals all stuck together to make up a clay platelet. And when I say stuck together, you don't get all the minerals in clay. They act as the clay particle, which is like little business cards. And when you add water, they swell, they expand. And the water in between has this negative charge. And the bad stuff in our bodies are positive, and it sucks it in, and it puts it in jail. It's in a clay jailhouse. And it can't get out, and it dies a natural death because it can't get back to the sugar and the acids and the things that it was feeding on to reproduce. So it's very detoxing, cleansing, and there's something magical about a clay bath that you totally get relaxed. You'll sleep like a baby. Autistic children respond instantly, calm down. Some of them make eye contact and they become verbal when they haven't before. So the baths are really magical. They will detox you from the outside. You've got chemicals in your body, all these negative things in your body that you've absorbed through bad water or sprays on our vegetables and foods. And it will pull those out through the pores of your skin.
That is amazing.
And when you're in the bath, if you just run your hand down your leg, you'll feel it a little slick. And then it feels like your leg again. A little bit, it feels a little slick. And then it feels like your leg again. That's literally pulling it out through the pores of your skin. And it won't go back in your skin. The clay holds it. It has a lifetime of 50 years. So that's why they used it in Chernobyl to absorb the radiation. And when you drink it and take it internally, it cleanses your colon. Any toxins you've just freshly eaten before they go in the body, they're carried out of the body. It goes in one end, cleans house, and goes out the other end. Very simple, but really magical and strong.
Well, so now the thing is you wrote a book about it, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, about living clay and what it does. And the thing is that, you know, obviously if people want to actually get a hard copy of this book, we sell it at the Power Mall. So, by the way, the Power Mall is open. And for those of you who want to call and talk to Linda, she will take your orders this morning because Jay is away, 877-817-9829. I know there are a lot of you out there like us that use living clay, and it's doing wonders for you. And we appreciate the opportunity to ask Perry A. Questions about all of this. If you have questions or testimonials, if you use the living clay, we welcome you to call the show at 844-769-2944. You can ask your questions. I mean, this is what this is all about. We talk more about the science. This isn't just a push to sell clay, okay? We told you there were benefits to listening to the show. So you're friends of the show, and you have benefits because of the fact you get to take advantage of the stuff that we have researched and our scientists and people who are involved in the products that we sell at the Power Mall to keep us on the air. Perrier is one of them. And so that's why we have her on, not to do this infomercial thing on you like everybody else does on TV, showing you how it slices, dices, and cuts prices. No, we're actually getting into the scientific aspects of what the clay does and when you put it in the bathwater. And it's not just the bathwater. You can actually take it internally. And I guess without spilling too much of what's in the book, because people probably won't remember half of what you said, but they'll go buy the book, Perry. How do you take it internally? How do you blend it? How much do you use? How often do you take it? Maybe you can go into detail on what people are doing.
Okay. There's a chapter in the book that tells you how to mix the clay. But for the liquid, I use a blender. It makes it really smooth. I put in 4 cups of water and a half a cup of clay. That's all it takes. I pour it into a quart jar. I leave it on my kitchen cabinet. It's not going to spoil. It's inert. And you just go by, and I've got a little 2-ounce Dixie cup, and I just go by and pour some in and drink it, rinse my cup out, and put it back on top of the bottle. It's as simple as that. It's very smooth. I was talking to a doctor in Switzerland, and she had gotten hold of it and said everybody there, all of her patients love it. She said she had tried some others, ordered some others, and said the taste of it was horrible. And this literally has no taste. It's very smooth. It goes down easy. A little chalky afterwards, and you take a sip of water, and that's gone. It's kind of like taking milk of magnesia, and you get that chalkiness. That's from the alkali. It's got a 9.7 pH. So that's the alkalinity you're tasting. And
now the one thing is, though, is you keep this in a glass jar for a reason.
A glass or food grade plastic. Yes. With a non-metal lid, please. Cheap metals, it will corrode. It won't work. Wow. Out of your blender, just be sure and wash it out when you get through. Don't leave the clay in there. And you can take a similar batch and use it for your bath water. We just add more clay and more water. We fill it up halfway, put a cup of clay in, fill it up to about an inch of the top and blend it, and go pour it in your bathtub and rinse it out real good under the faucet so your blender blades will be clean. Then get in and just stay in there as long as you like. It's just, you're relaxed, you feel wonderful, and you're literally cleansing your body.
Yeah, and a lot of us put on the 432 hertz music too while we're doing it. I'm lucky if I can stay in the tub for 20 minutes. I mean that you're we're talking literally and here now it's like, okay, Dave, too much information here. The thing is though is that you're going to enjoy this bath, and people do it, and it's detoxing, pulling stuff out of your skin. What's it done for people that have, you know, skin ailments? I mean, how is that, they called up and giving you testimonials about it?
It works on the whole body. You put it on little skin cancers. And by the way, I'm 84 and I don't have age spots.
Wow.
And I don't have arthritis or osteoporosis. I don't have any fake joints, metal joints in my body, and I have all my teeth. And I attribute that to 27 years of taking clay. It's kept me healthy. It works. You can, if something hurts, put clay on it. That's the rule of thumb. I don't care if you mash your finger or if you get a bee sting or an insect bite, scorpion sting, you know, anything, put the clay on it. We've had to put on rattlesnake bites on dogs, and it took the swelling down and inflammation out in 2 days.
Wow. And they didn't have to take them to the vet?
No.
Wow. No. So the last time one of my German shepherds got bit by a rattlesnake, she was in the vet overnight. That was a $600 bill. We could have taken care of this right away just by putting a clay poultice on her bite.
Right. Absolutely. The lady in Switzerland is a doctor, and she said they had a 9-year-old boy who had constant diarrhea, and the gastroenterologist had worked on him for a year, and they wanted to remove his colon and put him on a bag the rest of his life.
Oh, no.
They got the clay, and in 4 days, his colon had cleared up.
Wow. Folks, you see how amazing this is? This is not an infomercial. This is actual testimonials from people out there that have used the stuff, doctors who have recommended it and seen almost instantaneous results. And this is the thing, and I'm going to go back to the mix that you put in the jar. Obviously, does the clay settle to the bottom and you have to basically just shake up the jar before you pour a Dixie cup in?
You can, or you can leave it. And it doesn't stay in your colon. We've had people who've had the colonoscopies and, you know, no clay is in their colon. I mean, there's no grit or anything in their colon. It goes out.
Interesting, because there's a lot of people out there, and I'm gonna touch base on this because we have a lot of listeners out that are probably dealing with diverticulitis. And that's pretty scary stuff because those are like pockets in your intestinal wall that stuff collects in and gets rotten and God knows what else. So you're saying the clay works on that as well?
Oh, it works on diverticulitis. We had a lady that had Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, the polyps in her colon, the leaky gut, you name it. And they wanted to put her on a bag. She's 46 years old.
Oh.
She was in Canada, and on her own, she started drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day while she was in the hospital. And in 3 months, she finally had had an obstruction and had a weak spot in her colon, and her spleen fell in it, and they had to do emergency surgery. They got in there, and they only removed 8 or 9 inches of her colon, and she had 5 doctors around her when she woke up wanting to know how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in the 3 months they'd been treating her, and she told them she was drinking clay. There was no sign of Crohn's disease. The doctor said, I know it when I see it, and it's not there. Your colon is completely healthy.
Wow. Oh, people have, all you can see, here's the thing, Crohn's disease. I mean, I know a lot of people that are afflicted with it, and it's like their parents are like, oh, we have to take them to the doctor. You see, that's where their believing system is. If your belief system is all about modern medicine and letting these surgeons cut, I mean, this is like worse than transgender surgery, is not looking for naturopathic solutions to the problem. That's why I'm glad we have you on the show, Perry, because you're just a wealth of knowledge and testimonials of people who have done these things. And see, now there's another issue. You said you had all your teeth, but there's a lot of us out there that have gone to the dentist and we've had these amalgams which have mercury in them. What do we do here?
Well,
besides have them all taken out like I did, I had them all replaced with porcelain, but there's more to it than that.
Yeah. We have a lot of dentists who when they have amalgamums and do the removal, put the people on the clay. And they really, really astound it. If you have amalgams that haven't been removed, you're leaking probably mercury a little bit when you chew it. If it kind of loosens them and the mercury vapors leak out. So if you drink, you know, swish your mouth, swish it in your mouth in the morning. You can gargle with it, swish it. But drink clay every day. So you want to catch that mercury before it goes into body. Mercury gets pretty deeply sequestered. It wants to hide out, and it's a little harder to get out. You may have to take the clay baths longer. We recommend 2 baths a week for a month and then get rechecked. We've had it pull lead out of a two-year-old baby. Little boy had lead poisoning. And they gave him the clay baths, and he came back clear.
Wow.
So
that is amazing. The bentonite clays. Now, here's the thing. I understand that if you're taking a regimen of supplements, there's a right way and a wrong way to do them if you're taking clay orally. Is that right?
No, actually, it doesn't bother supplements. What it is, if you're taking prescription medicines, some medicines it might bother because they've got these chemicals in it. So we just say, check with your pharmacy, not your doctor, because he doesn't know. Call your pharmacy and say, how long does it take for me to absorb my medicine into the bloodstream? Once it passes through that colon wall, the clay won't touch it. It doesn't go into the colon wall. It doesn't bother your supplements or your nutrition. What it does, and you'll have more energy because of it, is when it cleanses your colon, it gets that old crap that's lodged in the crevices. So you may be a little constipated at first because it's pulling old crap out. It'll clean you of parasites. And when it's pulling that out, now you can absorb more nutrient in foods, in vitamins and minerals from your supplements because your colon is clean. It can get through quicker, and that's why people report they have more energy instantly after drinking clay.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll have to start doing that. Now, what about people that have had issues with, like, GERD and stuff like that? Have you got any testimonials from people taking the stuff as far as GERD?
That's why I got on the clay.
you're chuckling. I knew it. I knew there was something else going on here. Go ahead. Spill it.
I'm introduced to it, and I'd taken the clay baths, but I couldn't get myself to drink dirt, you know. One of those things. And the guy that told me about it said, you're not drinking the clay or you wouldn't have that. And I'm telling you, in 3 days, I threw my two pillows away. And I've had people say it's just instant relief. And I mean, my daughter took Tums and all these antacids when she was pregnant because she's short-waisted. I gave her some clay and she cleared up. The other, she was just popping antacids and Tums and, you know, all these things all day long and never got relief. So if you got anything like that, honey, clay will be your best friend.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about the people. And see, I've been asking a lot of doctors because we have a ton of people out there that are using Prilosec and Nexium and stuff like this recommended by their doctors. And this stuff apparently has some pretty serious side effects if you use them over the long term. Have you had any testimonials from people taking Prilosec that have gotten off of it because they're drinking clay instead?
I don't know if they have told me that, but I know they've gotten all the stuff they're using. I had one that testimony that she got off Zoloft. I don't know what.
Well, Zoloft is kind of like an antidepressant, isn't it?
Yeah. And she had gotten off her Zoloft. And a lot of them get off their pain meds. It's just an instant pain relief for a burn. Like I said, an insect bite. Hit your hand and it hurts, go put clay on it. I mashed my finger in the door one time, and I didn't realize it had cracked my fingernail. All I did was stick clay on it, wrap a Kleenex around it. At the time, I wasn't at home, and I didn't have the Saran wrap. And it stopped the pain immediately, and I left it on all day. And toward the end of the evening, it was trying to swell again, and I put some fresh clay on it. It was good to go, and it healed that nail.
Wow.
It's amazing. The rule of thumb, if it hurts, put clay on it.
I love it. I remember we used to, the old wives' tale was, put some mud on it. You know, get a bee sting, put some mud on it.
Yes, yes.
That's what they used to say. But the thing is the mud doesn't have living clay in it. That's the difference between the two. Even though, you know, they made that stuff a long time ago called Prid in the orange, little orange tub. Do you remember that? It was like a salve.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it kind of has a drawing effect. And, you know, it's a natural thing. And I have a jar of it, but I hardly ever use it. And now that I know about living clay, it's like we keep the last time I ordered, we bought four of the 4-pound sizes because there's two of us doing this. And I mean, if you take the number of baths a week, that's 8 baths a month. And it's okay to share a bath, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
The surface area of clay is amazing. In a teaspoon of clay, the surface area of the clay, if you laid the little business cards out on the football field, you'd go to the 80-yard line. That's how much surface area is in this particular clay. This is a swelling calcium bentonite clay, which is very rare. Most of your calcium bentonites, when you mix it for the mask, it's a one part clay to one part water. Ours is one part clay to three parts water. So you have triple the volume. You're going to be getting more for your money.
And this is a mask for your face? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. The women who do clay masks?
For shingles, for swollen glands under your throat. You can take the powder and pack it in your gums and tighten your gums before you go to the dentist. That's the only thing I have.
That's a good one. That way they don't sit there and go, well, we're going to have to do, you know, what they do when they treat periodontal disease. They have to do the scaling and planing. And you're telling me that you use this stuff and they're going to look at your gums and going, well, you've definitely got healthy gums. I guess we don't have to do planing and scaling. Yeah. Is that what you're alluding to?
Yes. The last time I went, I'd really been using it because the time before they said, well, your gums are getting a little loose. And they're getting pockets in them. And the last time I went, said, boy, you've reversed it. It's going the other way now.
Oh, wow. Now, how often were you doing that before you went to the dentist?
I just do it at night when I go to bed. I take a little popsicle stick, a stir rod like you get at Starbucks. And I put a little layer of dry clay and I pull my cheek out and deposit it between my cheek and gum. And the saliva will keep it in place. If you put wet clay in there, it's just going to slide down your throat.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that.
A lot of people don't like drinking it, and they eat the clay. They just take the clay mud, and when you mix it, first mix it, it's going to be like pudding or sour cream. And if you hold the jar in your hand flat and then tap on the top, you'll feel a vibration. Now, you don't get that with pudding or sour cream. And you don't get it with other clays, but it's the energy in the clay.
And how is it you feel a vibration in there? Is it because of the ions and everything else that are positive or that are negatively charged, or how's that work?
I believe it's the energy in the clay. Nobody's ever told me what it is, but I just noticed that when we have a show and we're showing that we demonstrate it, we'll put a little bottle in their hand and tap it, and they go, oh my gosh, because they feel that vibration.
Wow.
It's the energy in the clay is what I call it.
That is amazing. All right. So here's the thing. When you're taking clay orally, is it best to take it on an empty stomach, or do you take it with meals? I mean, how does that work?
Well, it really doesn't matter. If you get it in you and on you, it'll find a way to work. But if you're trying to do a cleanse, it'll do better on an empty stomach because it won't be, you know, fighting with your food or trying to get around it and stuff. Your colon is a little cleaner and it can go in there and coat it. We had one lady that had a colonoscopy, and when she got through, the doctor came in and said, you know, it's funny, have you been taking Pepto-Bismol? It looked like there was a coating of Pepto-Bismol in your colon. She said, no, I've been taking clay. So it, you know, coats the colon just like Pepto-Bismol. Of course, Pepto-Bismol and all your antacids have some clays in them. They're kaolin or white clays. We get clays. They use clay to bind, when they're making tablets, to bind the minerals together or the ingredients together in a pill. They use clay because it's a thickener and it binds them together and that helps them make capsules. So we've been getting clay in lots of forms, but it's a minute amount. It's not, you know, a whole lot.
Well, yeah, but doesn't Pepto-Bismol have some sort of what now they're saying it's kind of like poison, barium or something like that in it? Doesn't it have junk that's not good for you?
I haven't studied it yet. I mean, I've never taken it, so I don't know. But, you know, they have Tums and all these kind of antacid. I promise my daughter was popping them like crazy when she was pregnant and started drinking clay and no more problem.
Wow, that's great. And it doesn't disrupt your natural flora, does it?
No, it actually contributes to it. It has some good microbials in it.
See, a lot of people have been taking, probiotics, prebiotics. We have a lot of products we sell at the Power Mall that have that. And see, since these are natural supplements, the clay does not affect those. It allows them to continue to do what they're supposed to do, right?
Right. It has a wisdom of its own, and it knows where to go and what to do. I call it God's pharmacy, and it has a wide intelligence.
Well, and the Bible clearly talks about the fact that God put stuff on this earth for a purpose. And this is one of those that if you are, it doesn't matter whether you're spiritual or not, as the old cliche goes, the proof is in the pudding, so to speak. But the thing is the proof is in the clay in this case. And the thing is, when you take it and after like a bath, for example, people should understand, especially those of you who are on septic, that the if you mix it right, you're not going to have a problem with the septic system, right?
Right. And actually contributes to it, too, because the microbials, when they get down in there. And we had an expert that said, no, it would actually clean your pipes also, but you don't want to take a handful and throw it in there because clay's like flour. It gets wet on the outside and it's dry in the middle and it doesn't completely dissolve. You have to break it up, shake it good or something, like put it in the blender is my choice because it comes out really smooth when you do it in the blender.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, we have done that time and again, and I'll walk in with a whole pitcher. I mean, we have the giant blender pitcher, and we come in with that and pour that in the tub. But I usually blend it twice just to make sure, and I use, moderately warm to hot water when I blend it, and it turns into a really nice mixture by the time you're done. And I use actually more than 4 parts of water to 1 part of clay. I actually try to get as much of the blender full as I can and blend that thing to where I know it's just totally mixed up.
Yes. That's the way to do it. I like the blender method. Shaking it, you still may have lumps, or you really have to let it sit a while and then shake it again to get it fully expanded. You want to get all the clay particles expanded because that's when it's at its finest and working. Now, this is good for your pets, too.
Interesting.
I have feral cats, and I was feeding them, and they were eating and eating and eating, and they stayed poor. And they're putting clay in their water.
You know, I wish we had more time to talk, Perry, but we don't. Carolyn in Washington, if you have a call or a question for Perry A., and I'm sorry we didn't get to your call because we're at the break, if you'll email us your question at support@thepowerhour.com, we will get that question answered. We appreciate your time. We will be back with Clay Clark after this pre-recorded interview. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hour. Welcome back. And of course, you know, we just can't get enough of the Reawaken America tour. I'm telling you, the thing is not going to stop. Clay Clark is with us on the show. God bless you, sir, for the work you're doing. You've been coast to coast and back, and you're still doing it. We thought you were going to quit after last year, but no. Oh, the demand is huge.
Well, I can say this. This is pretty funny. You know, I won't get myself in trouble with too much detail here, but you know, all President Trump's closest advisors are essentially on the tour now. You know, so you got Devin Nunes, you got Eric Trump, you got Cash Patel. But what's happening is, and I'm just trying not to paint myself into a corner here, but the people who are on the tour, great speakers like yourself who've been on the stage, they come to the events and they know a piece of the puzzle that maybe people close to President Trump did not know. And so behind the scenes, there's all these puzzle pieces coming together. A lot of your listeners tune into your show and they go, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know how CBDCs related to the Great Reset, or, hey, I didn't know about how the shots connected to CBDCs. So those connections are happening and friendships are forming. And you're seeing people like Jim Brewer connecting with General Flynn, and you're seeing Simone Gold connect with Pastor Mark Burns, and all these connections are happening. And these sparks, it's like you get coals together, and the heat, the combined heat, is creating this like momentum. And I'm just telling you, either we're headed into the Jesus Revolution or World War III or maybe both. But, I mean, it is certainly heating up at the Reawaken America Tour.
Well, I'll tell you what, in the evidence across the country, it's happening because, I mean, look at what's going on in Kentucky right now. We've got this prayer vigil that's nonstop that's going on right now. And so, you know, with stuff like that happening and all the number of people that are coming to the Reawaken America tour, I guess what we really should do is lock down on the schedule and tell everybody, Clay, where you're going to be next, to give the dates, and let's talk about what's going to happen during these events.
Real quick. I'm going to go to timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. I'm pulling it up right now here. So on March 23rd. So March 23rd, we're taking the Reawaken America tour to my office right here. And a lot of people don't know this, but my office is an event center. My event center is my office. And we host events all the time. So during the lockdowns, I sued the mayor of Tulsa with the help of Dr. Robert Zellner and many other Tulsa business guys. We just determined in our minds that if he does a lockdown, we're suing him. And we turned our building into a church. And so the Remnant Church meets every single Thursday night at 6:30 here, where we fly in guest pastors and preachers. And just last Thursday, we streamed to over 30,000 people. I mean, 30,000 people watched the live stream. So if you go to rumble.com tonight at 6:30 and you just type Thrive Time Show, you can watch the Remnant Church for free, for live. You don't have to donate. It's right there. Boom. So March 23rd, we're hosting the Reawaken America Tour here in this building, and it's going to be 5 hours of power in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We only have availability for 332 tickets, okay? So we have 41 left right now. But we're talking Jim Brewer, Pastor Greg Locke, Simone Gold.
Oh, that's
Dr.
a big
Stella
lineup.
Emmanuel. I mean, it is an incredible lineup, but it's 5 hours of power, just boom, boom, boom. And each one of these speakers is going to deliver a 30-minute action-packed presentation. We have praise and worship. It's going to be fabulous. And then if you go to, that's again, March 23rd in Tulsa, Oklahoma, then we're skipping to May now. So May is Miami, Florida. And I would call this all of the king's men, all of President Trump's closest advisors will all be there. I mean, you're talking Devin Nunes, the head of Truth Social, Kash Patel, Trump's chief legal counsel, General Flynn, Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro negotiated all the deals with China. They're all going to be there. And now we're having the founder of Rumble.com is going to join us. I mean, the lineup just continues to grow. And I got a call from one of Trump's closest advisors there. And again, I'm not getting myself in trouble. But Cash announced on the stage that he was going to be bringing President Trump to the Miami event in Florida. And so I haven't talked to President Trump, but I got a call from one of Trump's advisors. And he said, hey, if the boss is going to come speak at your event, you need to clear out everybody out of the building at a certain time, and we need to do a security sweep, and then we'll clear out rooms so he can come back in to do the speech. And I'm going, so he's coming? And they're going, well, you better make sure you're prepared if he does. So I can't put him on the flyer, but I just wanted to address that, Dave, because people keep asking me if he's coming. And I have never asked President Trump directly this. Cash Patel, though, said it from the stage, and that's Trump's chief legal advisor. So that's kind of fun. That's Miami, Florida, May 12th and 13th. 74 confirmed speakers for that event. That's Reawaken America Tour, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Mike Evitz, Jim Brewer, Sean Foyt, praise and worship leader. And then Las Vegas in August, as if it could get crazier, we're going to Trump International at Las Vegas so everyone can stay together. And I got a call from the hotel. They said that we're on pace to sell out the tower for the first time they've ever sold out the tower related to just one event. So a lot of times there's multiple events in Vegas and they might block out some rooms, but we're on pace to sell out the entire tower with just Patriots. And then I got to call Alex Jones. He's bringing the entire InfoWars team to join us there. So that's going to be Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're calling that event Reverse Davos. So the way it works is if you keep your car on for the entire 2 days, keep your car on idling, you are entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. We're going to have a meet and greet where we only serve meat. We're having a line of just women and men to register. There's only a line for men or women. You can't be in the middle. It's going to be Reverse Davos in Las Vegas, Nevada in August. And we're going to kick off at 5 p.m. each night and go till after midnight. So I think General Flynn will be the final speaker each night at like 1 in the morning or something. So it's going to be absolutely awesome. Reverse Davos, Las Vegas, Nevada. And you can learn all that stuff, folks, at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And then final housekeeping note, for every event I've ever done, you can always name your price. You can pay whatever price you want to pay. The only caveat is because of Miami, Doral, now we have the entire Trump White House is essentially going to be in one place. So the security cost just went up quite a bit. So we had to kind of make a quick change here. So I just want people to know any ticket we sell moving forward for Miami, the lowest amount I can sell a ticket for is $175. Because I lose a lot of money on these events, But I don't want to be homeless en route to, if I can. So I'm trying to at least lose a set amount. So the least amount I can sell a ticket for is $175. And we don't want mall cops or second-class security. We want to have some great security at that event. And so 175 is the least amount we can sell a ticket for the Miami event. But for Las Vegas or any other event, you can pay whatever price you want to pay. You can always name your price.
That is just amazing how this thing has just grown legs and went nationwide and went viral. Now, the thing is, we have talked on the show repeatedly about Harari and about Schwab. And yeah. V came up, you're not going to eat the bugs when you go to Vegas. You will not eat the bugs. We will give you meat. We will not give you the bugs. We've called it a Schwab kebab. We're going to take Klaus Schwab, cut him up in little pieces, put them on a skewer, cook him on the barbecue, and have a Schwab kebab. That's our latest thing here on the Power Hour. But the thing is this guy is still going on about his craziness. They really think that they're gaining ground here, and there's a lot of people out there that are starting to buy into this stuff, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, well, you're starting to see this idea of making dairy products out of bugs. They're celebrating this idea. You're seeing now the mainstream celebrities are all gathering in unison to promote the idea of abstaining from eating meat. The Grammys were a worship service to Satan. CBS actually posted it via Twitter. Let's get ready to worship. Now, this is probably the most crazy sound clip I've ever played on the show. I'm going to play this for you. This is Yuval Noah Harari being interviewed by the World Economic Forum. And as he's being interviewed, the CEO of Huawei, the Chinese Communist Party company that was banned from America because it is essentially a spy division of the CCP, the company Huawei. It's a 5G technology company. And so this lady's interviewing Yuval Noah Harari. I want people to listen to what she says and what he says. It'll blow your mind. Here we go, folks.
So I'm going to start, Professor Harari, with you to shape us what is at stake. And I want to start with a quote from one of your books. You wrote, humans will change more in the next 100 years than in their existence before. AI and biotech could undermine the idea of individual freedom, making free markets and liberal democracy obsolete. Democracy, you went on to say, in its current form, cannot survive the merger of biotech and infotech.
On one level, the more shallow level, it would be a repeat of the 19th century Industrial Revolution, when the leaders in industry basically had the power to dominate the entire world economically and politically. And it can happen again with the AI revolution and biotech revolution of the 21st century. And we are already beginning. I understand the current arms race as an imperial arms race, which may lead very soon to the creation of data colonies. You don't need to send the soldiers in if you have all the data. I think it really is going to shape the future of humanity and the future of life itself, because the new technologies will soon give some corporations and governments the ability to hack human beings.
Now, with especially the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors and so forth, it is very likely that within, say, 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you are disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system, perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
I mean, this is, he's saying these things out loud. I mean, he said, because, you know, Adolf Hitler was speaking in German, most Americans didn't really understand what he was saying. Even if you watch the old clips, you can see the anger and the evil and the hate in his eyes when you watch the replays of his speeches. You can tell there's something evil because Adolf Hitler basically recreated a satanic platform. People maybe don't recognize the origins, but if you look up Adolf Hitler and how he recreated this satanic Apollo-style temple where he would deliver his speeches. There's a lot of Satan themes there. You kind of picked up on the fact that Adolf Hitler was evil because he was rounding up Jewish people and slaughtering them. But before Hitler was known as Mr. Evil, before we figured out what he was doing, he promised people an industrial revolution, one. Two, he promised to lead the German people out of this financial collapse. They had economic instability with their currency. Three, he promised to introduce this Autobahn, this revolutionary way of driving, and this new way where you could drive without speed limits. I mean, literally, the Autobahn, he introduced that. Four, he introduced this idea of the Volkswagen, which was a vehicle for the everyman. And every person could have their own vehicle. So he promised all these things, and the people don't understand this. Most people at that time in Germany thought, wow, this is great. I mean, he's given us the Autobahn. He's given us a vehicle for everybody. He's going to fix the healthcare system. He's going to revolutionize the economy. Wow. Wow. This guy's great. And then once a certain momentum had occurred where people started to speak out, they introduced a thing called Operation Trust. A lot of people don't know that. You should look it up on DuckDuckGo, Operation Trust. And Operation Trust was a program created by the Nazi Party to convince people that it was okay and that the good guys were going to stop the corruption. So the good guys started going, wait, have you heard about Operation Trust? Apparently the good guys are in control, their version of the white hats. And so the people that could have spoken out didn't. And then the program was taught, the Nazis told pastors, we only want you to preach, only preach the Bible. Don't talk about politics, just the Bible. Just kind of. So you had a few brave people like Bonhoeffer that spoke out, but by and large, the church was silenced. And then it happened. What was it? Genocide, the Nazi regime. Then people like us now say, well, how could that have ever happened? We're watching it happen right in front of us right now. And I encourage everybody out there today, if you have a sound mind and you have 60 seconds of time, go to timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go there, you can look around for what interests you. But there's free stuff. You can watch the documentary, The Great Reawakening versus The Great Reset, for free. If you're looking for jobs that do not require the COVID-19 shots, you can find those. If you're looking for a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption, you can find that. If you want a rabbit trail about the CBDCs or BRICS, but it's all there. And then you can share that with your family and friends. It's all cited. It's all sourced. All the things that I learned when you spoke at the Reawaken America Tour and other great speakers have spoken, I'm taking notes. And I gather that information and I add it to the puzzle pieces. And that's really what the Reawaken Tour is about. It's about showcasing that we've got the Great Reset, which is, it's an actual thing. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's Klaus Schwab. You've all know Harari, Bill Gates, their ilk, pushing this agenda. And we have to fight back against it, or we're going to lose not just our sovereignty, but we're going to lose freedom worldwide.
Well, the thing is, you look at Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. You just mentioned him.
He was imprisoned by the Germans, incarcerated in Tegel prison.
And he was talking about the stupidity of people. And the thing is that he said stupidity is a more dangerous enemy of good than wickedness. And evil can be protected against, exposed, and if necessary, can be prevented by force. I mean, he went on with a full diatribe about this stuff, and I mean, it's actually happening in America because there's so many people that are dumbed down right now, and they have what we call cognitive dissonance, and I brought that up when I was in Myrtle Beach on your Reawaken America tour. And it's all being funneled by the Tavistock Institute, which is programming all this stuff to create divisiveness in America.
And I'll just say this. You know, today I woke up at 3. I'll go to bed tonight at 9. Tomorrow I'll wake up at 3. I'll go to bed at 9. Next day I'll wake up at 3. I'll go to bed at 9. Pretty predictable. My son has a basketball game he wants me to go see, so then I have to be up to like 11 because I got to drive back from the town. But then I still have to wake up at 3, so I only have 4 hours of sleep. What am I saying? What I'm saying is I have developed an intentional way of living that's allowed me to build my successful companies. And with the Reawaken America tour, I had to bolt on another part of intentional living. So I block out my day. And I try to do, if I can, 5 to 8 interviews a day with great programs like yours to share what's going on. But I still am a dad. I'm still a business owner. I've never stopped doing my business workshops. During the pandemic, so many people said, are you still having your workshops? I've been doing them since 2005. I'm going, yeah, I'm not going to stop that. So when people go to ThriveTimeShow.com and they go, are you doing business workshops? Are you still doing them? Yes, the pandemic, the fake pandemic, the scandemic, the PCR-demic didn't stop that. But I think a lot of people are perpetually distracted, and I'm not. So when the Super Bowl was played, guess what I wasn't doing? I wasn't watching it. Why? Because it's not on my schedule. I'm not watching the Grammys. Why? Because it's not on my schedule. And the world, I would encourage everyone listening today, write down the following things. Everyone, if you're listening right now, you should write this down. Write down your goals this year for your faith, family, finances, your fitness, your friendship, and your fun. And all of us could get better in one of those areas. Faith, family, finances, fitness, friendship, fun. Someone's listening going, I don't have any problem at all with my fitness. I pump it up all day. And you go, yeah, you've been divorced 3 times, though. It's true. I've been divorced, but I've been in the gym. You know, there's somebody else who's financially really doing great, but they need to improve the family relationship. Or we all have an area, but let's get intentional every morning and ask God how he would like for you to schedule your day for faith, family, finance, fitness, friendship, and fun. There's 7 areas. There's a lot of stuff. Faith, family, finance, fitness, friendship, fun. And if you do that, you'll find you have no time left for the following. Mindless social media consumption of mainstream media narratives. Mindless listening of Luciferian, Jezebelian pop music. Mindless watching of the no cash accepting professional sports leagues that are largely propped up by the CCP. You'll find you just don't have the time to go on Netflix and watch 18 consecutive House of Cards movies. You're not going to have time to do all those things if you focus. And I think what's happening is a perpetual distraction has caused the dumbing down of America. And to cite my sources, if everybody will take a little Google search, and you do a Google search for "Is your smartphone making you dumb?" Is your smartphone making you dumb? A team of psychologists and social scientists researched average Americans, and they found that the average American is now watching 11.3 hours of media on their smartphones and is interrupted over 90 times per day. And that's why people can't see this, because they're so perpetually distracted. People are literally dying while taking selfies. People are driving in their car while updating their social media. People are just kind of mindlessly going through life because of the perpetual distractions that are allowing into their lives. So I hope that everybody out there today, let's get intentional about our family, our faith, our finances, our fitness, our friendship, our fun. Every one of us, myself included, we can all get better in one of those areas. And let's just be intentional, and let's try to live as unto the Lord and not as unto the goals thrust upon us by a godless society.
And we still have a few minutes left, so let's talk about the program itself. When people come to the event, they can go on timetofreeamerica.com. When they go to the event, as I have been, the networking. I have never prayed with people so many times at an event as I have at yours. I want to tell you that. That was uplifting.
Well, I'll say this. What happens is the doors are going to open up. This sounds kind of crazy, but the Wednesday before the event, it's a Friday and Saturday event in Miami, Florida, Trump Doral. So the Wednesday before, I'll be there on site, and what I'm doing is I'm calling all the vendors, making sure all the speakers, the sounds, the lights, backup cables, backup cords, backup videographers, backups for the backups, redundancy. It's like you're going to space. You don't want to get stuck up there without a backup patch cable. So we get all that set up, go through the checklist. There's a lot of that. Then on Thursday, the vendors begin setting up. People like Truth Social will have a booth. Rumble.com will have a booth. We've had great podcasters like yourself that will set up booths, media booths. That all happens. And then the Patriots start arriving at Trump Doral or the Marriott Hotel or the nearby hotel. So you're going to have about 4,500 Patriots that are all going to be there within like a 3 mile window, a 3 mile area. So everybody's gathered. So it's a lot of fun. So Thursday night, if you go out to dinner, I mean, you can't go into a restaurant in that area of Miami, Florida without running into Patriots. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of MAGA, a lot of Trump hats, a lot of American flags. People are dressed up like Abraham Lincoln. I mean, it's kind of hilarious. And then once you get there, then Friday morning, the doors open up at 6 a.m., but usually we have a line of nearly 1,000 people at 5 a.m. So at 5 a.m., there's normally 1,000 people in line. And the way it works is we have VIP seating, or we have general admission. And if you do a scholarship ticket, you still get to sit with general admission. So people kind of want to get the first come, first serve, get the best seat. And then we kick off praise and worship at approximately 8 a.m. And our final speaker is set to conclude at 8 p.m. So you have every 15 minutes a different speaker, and you have 12 hours of speakers. So you have like 48 speakers during a 12-hour day. And I put out the agenda on Thursday night, so you can look at it and go, okay, this is when Navarro's speaking. This is when Eric Trump's speaking. Okay, this is when. And I encourage people to listen to folks you've never heard before. There's a lot of great speakers that maybe don't have as big of a platform, but they have a big message. And so I try to sandwich the names that maybe aren't as well known, but that need to be known before or after a bigger speaker. And so the energy's all day. It just goes and goes and goes. And then we have a meet and greet and baptisms on Friday night. We have a healing and prayer service on Friday. And then Saturday, and again, just back-to-back speakers, and we stream the content out. And I know right now of three couples that have came up to me and said, we met at one of your events and got married. And I'm going, really? They go, well, I mean, we hit it off, and I knew we had the same values, and I've been looking for someone with my values, so that's happening. I know of churches that have started from the tour. I know a guy in Minnesota I just talked to yesterday. He said that he came to one of our events virtually. He watched it online, and he discovered that that COVID wasn't deadly, so he kept his restaurants open. He's now gone from one location to 100-plus locations, and all the media came from refusing to shut down. He had all these people call inquiring, and so he opened up 100 locations. It's a real story. So that kind of thing is happening everywhere. So it really is a blasty blast.
And the other thing, too, because, you know, we've only got 40 seconds left, is that this is something where knowledge increases. We're always learning new things. So
yeah.
TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Go there and sign up and be a part of it. Be a part of what's happening in America. We're trying to get America to wake up, and this is one way of doing it. Clay Clark, I thank you so much for your time and being on the show today.
Thank you. Have a great day. Again, it's TimeToFreeAmerica.com. Take care.
Thank you so much. You got it right there. And we are out of time for today, but I want to make one thing clear about our auto ship policy on the Sure to Fiber. The 10% off is an introductory price, but if you go on auto ship, you will always get the 10% off. It's not 20% combination. The introductory price is 10% off, but if you go on auto ship, you're always going to get the extra 10%. When I clarify that so we don't have customers that are confused, and we appreciate your helping us. Support us at the Power Hour today. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow for our Thursday edition. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. If you can save it, see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.